I am Public Investor 12-03894. Found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, better known as the Hoodoo Investment Advisor, she was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for good investment advisors. There is a Tinder swindler victim born every minute. Or should I be saying there's a sucker born every minute? Don J. Bennett victims, Tinder swindler victims, and once upon a time there was a showman, P.T. Barnum, victims. Oh, and there is more to the story. Men behind it, the phrase, that is. His name is P.T. P.T. Barnum's words are famous, as was P.T. Barnum. Widely considered in history to be a genius in marketing and sales to this day, Barnum remains known as one of the better, no best purveyors, showmen of entertainment. Barnum is legacy. Question, is the quote heard around the world really, truly Barnum's? Not maybe. Seems the phrase heard around the world was not Barnum's, but rather the words of David Hanum from Syracuse, New York. If you thought Barnum was strange, the story's beginning is stranger. A guy, a George Hull, was a bit of a flim-flam man himself. Hull was a cigar manufacturer, and Hull cooked up a legend of his discovering a giant, 10 feet tall, carved out of gypsum. Hull says he discovered in Cardiff, New York, buried. A bit of a promoter, Hull promoted the 10-foot petrified gypsum giant Hull found, and people came from all over. People paid the fee Hull demanded to see the Hull's giant. Hull called his find the petrified American Goliath. Hull's hoax was successful. It was huge. Hull went to great lengths to make sure his statue man looked so realistic, even going so far as to chisel itsy bitsy teeny weeny tiny holes in the statue to imitate pores in Hull's prehistoric man's skin. People were convinced Hull's giant was a petrified man over 300 years old. So the story goes, David Hanum bought the Cardiff giant in 1869, putting it on display for even more admiration than Hull did. And as flim-flam men go, birds of a feather hang together. When giant caught Barnum's eye, Barnum tried and tried to get Hanum to sell Cardiff giant to Barnum so Barnum could create his own giant, not a replica, but one true giant, a simpler giant. Barnum was very public, arguing that Hanum's giant was a hoax. You want to make yourself true, discredit someone else, right? Well, no. It was this moment, allegedly, when Hanum said, "There's a sucker born every minute." Pointing to Barnum's gullible customers ogling, Barnum signed declaring giant the most valuable singled exhibit in the world today, back then. 10 feet 4 inches tall and weighing 2,990 pounds. Hanum signed said P.T. Barnum offered $150 for the giant. True or not true? That took Barnum down a peg or two. Well, most battles can settle out of court. Hannum and Barnum's battle got them into court. Hannum sued Barnum for defamation. Hull had to tell the truth and nothing but the truth in court, which Hull did. And Hull confessed Hull made the sculpture himself, made up the whole damn story, and more from beginning to end to where Hannum and Barnum ended up in court. Hannum sued Barnum for defamation, and the judge ruled in Barnum's favor. Life lesson 101. The best defense against defamation is proving what you said is true. Hannum was right. Barnum's customer, believing Barnum's bogus story, were suckers. But we're all adults here. So were Hannum's customers. I mean, after all, Hannum paid a handsome fee for a phony sculpture to begin with. The life lesson? Seems everyone believes what they are told, what they read, what they see, a little bit too eagerly, especially if they want to believe it, which is how we know there is a sucker born every minute. A swindled by the Tinder swindler swindled every minute. People believe what they want to believe, see what they want to see, hear what they want to hear, even when they pretty much have a feeling that they are being swindled by the swindler, like the Tinder swindler. There is a sucker born every minute. And you know what? They're called humans. Have a great evening, a great day, and a great morning. I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I was right. Have a great day, and we'll talk again soon.